Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All Guru Sushila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this session and giving your wonderful association and enlightening on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirati. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda jaya Advaita Chandra jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are today going to discuss from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 1, text number 34 onwards. This is the chapter titled the Rupa Goswami's return again to meet Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the second time. So the context is about Rupa Goswami. After he finished meeting with Mahaprabhu earlier, so now he is going back to Bengal and he lost his brother. So he had to finish all the final rites for his brother Anupam, and from there he is coming to Jagannath Puri, where already Mahaprabhu has reached Jagannath Puri. So in our conversation today, so we are going to continue from that point where Mahaprabhu has just delivered a dog who used to go along with Shivananda Sen. And just because of his regular association and the dog used to have honor prasadam. So it is explained that the dog also developed pure love of Godhead, and the dog was not to be seen. So it is kind of concluded that the dog went back home, back to Godhead. So that was the context. The last shloka, just before the one that we are going to read, is where that Mahaprabhu has delivered a dog simply by inducing it to chant Hare Krishna. This is the second time, first time, the first is etheric soul that Mahaprabhu delivered as a part of his manifest Leela was a puppy, a small baby, as a baby Nimai, Mahaprabhu delivered. So this is the maybe a second time. So we'll read from text 34 and see how long we can continue today. Text 34. Eta Prabhu Agnya Rupa Aila Vrindavanam Krishna Leela Nataka Karite Hailamanam. Translation. Meanwhile, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. He desired to write dramas concerning the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Vrindavane natakera arambaka lilam mangala charana nandi shloka tatai likhilam. In Vrindavana, Rupa Goswami began to write a drama. In particular, he composed the introductory verses to invoke good fortune. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura quotes from the Nataka Chandrika, wherein it is written, Prastavanyastu Mukhe Nandikarya Subhavaha Ashir Namaskriya Vastu Nirdeshan Ya Atmani Vata Ashtabir Dashabir Yukta Kimva Dvadashai Bahi Vatai Chandra Namankito Prayo Mangalartha Padojwala Mangalam Chakra Kamala Chakura Kumuda Nikam. Similarly, in the 6th chapter of Sahitya Darpana, text 282, it is said, Ashir Vachana Samyukta Stutir Yasma Prayujyate Devadvija Nirpadinam Tasman Nanditi Samgita. The introductory portion of a drama which is written to invoke good fortune is called Nandi Shloka. Text 36. On his way to Gauda Desha, Rupa Goswami had been thinking of how to write the action of the drama. Thus he had made some notes and began to write. Text 37. In this way, the two brothers, Rupa and Anupama, reached Bengal, but when they arrived there, Anupama died. Purport to the text 37. Formerly, when a person died, it was commonly said that he had attained the shelter of Mother Ganges. Even if he did not die on the bank of the Ganges, it is customary among Hindus to carry a dying person to a nearby bank of the Ganges. For if one dies on the bank of Ganges, his soul is considered to reach the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, where from the Ganges flows. Srila Prabhupada gives this purport is because the shloka goes like this. Yai mate dui bhai gauda deshe aila, gauda deshe anupa mera ganga prapti haila. Because he is said as ganga prapti haila, which means there was attainment of the shelter of Mother Ganges. That's the way they refer passing away of a person. So, We will discuss till text number 37 today from verse number 34. So we'll offer some prayers to our Vaishnava Acharyas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are getting to understand the mood of the Lord and his devotee. A devotee is constantly thinking about the Lord, and the Lord is constantly thinking about his devotees. This is very unique, and this is inseparable from each other. There is a very interesting episode which I think I have shared before, but once again I'll try to recollect in this current context. Like how it is explained that Rupa Goswami is constantly writing notes and constantly contemplating on the instruction that he has received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his contemplation is so intense that he is not able to have any pause in his thinking. So he is in this very deep mood of writing the drama. So this notes making is a very interesting habit, and this is actually seen in many, many self-realized people. Srila Prabhupada used to also write such notes. If you go to Vrindavan Dham, in Srila Prabhupada's quarters, you will see in Prabhupada's house, you will see few Srila Prabhupada's personal items. You will see his personal diary where Srila Prabhupada has scribbled and written various thoughts and his plans to spread the Sankirtan movement. And it is said that even Krishna also writes notes. Or Krishna also maintains some notes. So one day Narada Muni when he came to meet Ambarish Maharaj. When he came to meet Ambarish Maharaj, Narada Muni had a note in his hand. And Narada Muni told Ambarish Maharaj that, "Ambarish Maharaj, you are such a great devotee. That you are constantly thinking about Krishna, and this notes that I am having, the diary that I am having, contains all the names of the devotees. Who are very dear to the Lord, who are very much constantly thinking about the Supreme Lord." So Ambarish Maharaj, out of his humility, he mentioned that, "My dear sir, you may be claiming whatever you have to claim out of your kindness, but then I am not such an advanced devotee, so I know where I stand, so I don't think my name will be there in this diary." Narada Muni said, no, I am directly coming from the spiritual world. This is a diary that contains all the names of the devotees who are constantly thinking about the Lord. Your name will be the first one, or at least the first page." Narada Muni said that, "Let's open the diary and see," because Ambarish Maharaj kept on denying. So they opened the pages. They flipped through it. To Narada Muni's surprise, Ambarish Maharaj's name was not there. In the first page, second page, third page, the entire diary they saw, so many names were there, but Ambarish Maharaj's name was not there. So Ambarish Maharaj was very happy. "You see, Narada, I told you, I'm not such a great devotee." But Narada Muni got completely confused. "How is it possible that Ambarish Maharaj has done such a wonderful devotion, that the Lord has not included his name?" So he went back to the Lord to find out what's the story. What has actually happened? And few minutes, few hours later, the Lord came back. Sorry, Narada Muni came back with a new diary. So this time, once again, Ambarish Maharaj said, "Okay, so you brought the diary again." And Narada Muni said, no. "This is a new diary. And the last one was containing the names of those devotees who are constantly thinking about Krishna. But this one contains all those names about whom Krishna is thinking." So, when they opened, the first name was Ambarish Maharaj. So, the interesting fact here is, the Lord is looking forward, or always thinking about the devotees and trying to engage him in his service. And the devotee is constantly thinking about the Supreme Lord. Because if you see, read further of this chapter, in this same chapter, when finally Rupa Goswami reached Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu would already know that Rupa Goswami has arrived. And this is not the first time that Mahaprabhu is already noticing or informing his associates about arrival of Rupa Goswami. Even when Sanatana Goswami was going to come to meet Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami did mention to Chandrasekhara to go and check at the doorsteps for Sanatana Goswami. When Chandrasekhara went and checked in the doorsteps, when Sanatana Goswami was not seen by Chandrasekhara, he came back and told Mahaprabhu that there is nobody waiting to see you, Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a specific description. There will be somebody who will be very humble looking in a very simple loin clothes. So please go on, check out and bring him in. He's a very great devotee. So when he went outside, he saw Sanatana Goswami waiting there. He was there waiting even the previous time also. But then according to Chandrasekhara, he thought when anybody is coming to take or meet Mahaprabhu in person, that person should be somewhat, you know, he had his own description, own assumption of how he should be looking. So he didn't consider that a person in loincloths, very simple dressed, could be a one to have come meet Mahaprabhu. But after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified about Sanatana Goswami, so Sanatana Goswami, Chandrasekhara fell at the feet of Sanatana Goswami and respected. So the relationship between Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, technically speaking, the relationship between the Lord and the devotees is so deep and so intense that they both are constantly thinking about thinking about each other. And they have no other thought apart from remembrance of each of them. So Srila Prabhupada writes elsewhere, the success of Krishna consciousness or the progress in Krishna consciousness is defined by the way how a spiritual master or a guru, he turns towards his disciple or the Supreme Lord is remembering about, is turning his face towards, not away from the disciple, is turning his face towards the disciple. The spiritual master remembers about the disciple. So a devotee should function in such a manner. A devotee should conduct himself in such a manner that Krishna and Guru is interested in seeing him and engaging him in the service of the Lord. So in our Krishna consciousness journey, we need to definitely raise our bar in terms of our consciousness, so much so that we can become somewhat useful in the service of Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada turns his face towards us and engages in his service. The second point that I want to say is about how, as an acknowledgement, as an understanding, it is just not sentimental only where Krishna is thinking about Rupa Goswami or Rupa Goswami is thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is just not sentimental and emotional thing. It is very scientific because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entrusted Sri Rupa and Sanatana, of course, all the Goswamis, and they have been entrusted on such an important task of expanding the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into various details. So, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, how much Mahaprabhu should have, you know, God trust upon them, or knowing clearly about their devotional stature, that Mahaprabhu made them write so many important aspects of devotional service. So Rupa Goswami is composing many, many literatures apart from this drama that Rupa Goswami is writing, wherein he is writing about the Lord's Vrindavan pastime and Dwaraka pastime together as a part of the drama, as a part of a very interesting narration. When Rupa Goswami eventually reaching Jagannath Puri after finishing all the final rites of his brother Anupama, one day a beautiful lady appeared in the dream of Rupa Goswami and requested that please write separately about me. So it is explained that when Rupa Goswami was actually traveling back or traveling to Jagannath Puri, on the way he stayed in a place called Satyabhama Pura. In Satyabhama Pura, he rested for a night in that village on his way to Jagannath Puri. So while resting in Satyabhama Pura, he had a dream of a celestially beautiful woman came before him and very mercifully spoke that please write about me. And she said, by my mercy, it will be extraordinarily beautiful. So when Rupa Goswami woke up from his dream, he realized that this personality is non-different from the Lord's eternal consort Satyabhama. So maybe I should write a separate drama for her. So he originally thought of writing Vrindavana and Dwaraka pastimes together in the drama. Now he decided to separate them. So Mahaprabhu, when they are going to meet together in Puri, they are going to enjoy together dine with Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami used to discuss amongst all the associates about all those, you know, verses or drama scripts that he has written, including whatever Rupa Goswami wrote on Lalita Madhava and few other things. So my second point that I want to say here is about the acknowledgement from the Supreme Lord about Rupa Goswami's service and stature is just not emotional. It is purely scientific, where he has entrusted Rupa Goswami with a very important service of writing about the Supreme Lord. The third aspect of it The third point that I want to share in this current context is Srila Prabhupada is encouraging all of us, all the students of Krishna Consciousness Movement, to regularly write and record our realizations and reflections. According to our limited capacity, according to our understanding, each and every one of us should keep writing these notes according to our own reflections, and this is purely to help us to develop this thought process of being independently thoughtful and just not be a blind follower. Because every day, every moment, Krishna is reciprocating with us. And Krishna's reciprocation is only experienceable and cannot explained, or cannot explained as we are experiencing in general. So what we are experiencing, Krishna definitely gives us various experiences, and because of that, various realizations will be revealed, or various realizations that we'll experience. So we need to develop this habit of recording our realizations and reflections. And those are all proof that Krishna did correspond with us. Did Krishna respond, that Krishna is interacting with us? Krishna is not somebody who is very far away and cannot be reached, we cannot speak or interact with them. Krishna interacts with us time and again. So when we hear lecture, when we reflect upon lecture, when we introspect, when we keep writing notes, actually we can see ourselves that our consciousness is evolving. And as we reflect your notes in your early days of Krishna consciousness to later stage, you would have definitely developed. It can help us in improving our commitment in Krishna consciousness by looking at how we have progressed. So this process is very scientific. So hence, it is not only Rupa Goswami, it is that Srila Prabhupada encouraged. In fact, he told all his disciples that, and all the followers, they all should read and write. And this is not out of arrogance to try to get name, fame, credit, followers. It is purely to glorify the Supreme Lord. That's the third point that I want to say. The fourth point that I want to say is that in our progressive path of Krishna consciousness, one can constantly think about Krishna, like it is explained. How Rupa Goswami, right from the time when Mahaprabhu told him in Varanasi, the Shastra made the God. From there he went to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan he went to Bengal. From Bengal he is coming again to meet Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. All the while he is only constantly contemplating. So this is a symptom of pure devotional service. So we are seeing from Madhurya Kadambini, where Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakura is writing a very interesting point. He says, Suddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsu Samyabhak Ruchibhis Chitta Mashrinya Kridasau Bhava Uchyate. He says, when devotional service is situated on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a ray of the sunlight of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and it is called bhava. This is from a very basic understanding that we need to evolve our consciousness to the stage of natural devotional service and involved devotional service to an integrated and ultimate stage of devotion, which is called prema. From a stage where we are doing devotional service as a formality, as we start ourselves into a vaidhi sadhana bhakti, where we follow all the rules and regulations just because of somebody's insistence, somebody's recommendation, somebody's enforcement. And from vaidhi sadhana, we slowly evolve our consciousness to the stage of bhava and eventually prema. So it is explained that our consciousness gets, our heart gets softened. So right now it is pretty hard. And it is hard today. That's why we are not able to think of Krishna. We are constantly thinking about ourselves. When it is repeatedly told, when we are always informed that Krishna consciousness is about being conscious of Krishna, we are not able to be conscious of Krishna. That is because of our heart remaining hard and thinking about I, me, mine only. And in that stage, we are pretty much about thinking about individuality and self-proclamation. So, as we discussed in one of the earlier sessions, from individuality, we get to the stage of formality. From the stage of formality, we get to the stage of religiosity. And from the stage of religiosity, we eventually come to the stage of spirituality. And in spirituality, there are different stages. So, our heart should get softened. And what does that mean? The heart getting softened meaning para dukkha dukhi. And that para dukkha dukhi means I am always having a broad-mindedness in looking at others' distress and be ready to serve. And that includes I am ready to help myself. The Lord helps those who help themselves. So this softening of the heart is the primary characteristics of bhava. So this is called a Suddha Sattva Viseshatma. Which means pure love has entered the heart. It is explained that bhava is just the stage before prema, where already it is early morning time. Darkness is gone. The sunlight is slowly coming up. So pure goodness has entered the heart. All the formalities have gone. All the religiosities have gone. So now purely devotion. That is why the Vaishnava literature also, the more and more you go deeper and deeper, the other frill elements are all eliminated and the core deep mellow rasa between the Lord and his devotees are very nicely explained. Jiva Goswami, he is writing something called as Shad Sandarbha. Shad Sandarbha means six types of literature and this. Shad Sandarbha, they are called Tattva Sandarbha is one, Bhakti Sandarbha is two. So like that, Jiva Goswami is compiling six different compilations wherein after initially explaining in four sandarbhas about the sambandha nature of the Lord, of the six sandarbhas, the first four talks about the sambandha relationship between the jiva and the Supreme Lord, and the process by which somebody can elevate himself and as a part of that he is giving very detailed explanation about Srimad Bhagavatam, but he is writing the last two sandarbhas, which is about Preeti Sandarbha and the loving relationship between the Lord and his dear devotees. So the point that I was trying to say is that when a person develops deep loving devotion to the Supreme Lord, his heart gets softened and he is able to remember and glorify about Krishna, and he is able to transport himself beyond the mode of goodness. And in that mode, he is able to relate with the Lord's internal potency and can revive the dormant love for Krishna at that stage. So, in our progressive path of Krishna consciousness, we need to remember that until and otherwise, we get rid of all the anarthas. Until and otherwise, we get rid of all the anomalies that we have acquired just because of our extended association with this material objects, sense objects. We will not be able to relish those things that are superlatively sweeter. We do not even have a clue how sweet they are. And whenever we hear in classes about Mahaprabhu remembering about Chaitanya, you know, Rupa Goswami, his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they exchange relationship, we only map them and relate with them only with our limited understanding. One of the reasons why Prabhupada encouraged all of us to read these Vaishnavacharya literature is to get a glimpse that it is not what you think. So when we hear about Radha and Krishna's love, when we think about Vrindavan Vasi's love for Krishna, Dwaraka Vasi's love for Krishna, Krishna's love for his devotees, Goswami's love for Krishna, Prabhupada's love towards Parampara, when we hear about all of them, we have our own limited interpretation. And those interpretations are very primitive, and hence we need to learn to see things from the perspective that the acharyas are giving. So those perspectives are very important, and that is why we discuss all these detailed subjects and trying to go deeper and deeper. So as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we need to dive deeper into the science of Krishna consciousness. And without understanding the basics of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and having a regular proper practices in our own life, we will not be able to understand any of these things. So that is my fourth point. The fifth And the final, as a part of this current context, is to give a little glimpse on bringing down to the drill down, how does this Shuddha Sattva descends, and what is this little technical information on what is the softening of the heart all about, wherein Rupa Goswami is constantly able to think about Krishna and not able to think about anything else. Tyaktva turnam asesha mandala pati shrenim sada tuchavat bhutva adina ganesa kau karunaya kaupina kantashutau. Srinivasacharya is singing that how such a knowledgeable person, they were governors in Nawab Hussain Shah's assembly, very well versed, very knowledgeable, very intelligent, but they gave up all their designations, all the upadhis, they gave up their address, all the identities, and just simply steadfastly focused on glorifying the Supreme Lord. So how this was possible? So what is it that makes it happen? And how do we also elevate ourselves? How do we also get to that stage of able to get rid of all our upadhis? It is said, in fact, Rupa Goswami himself says, Shuddha Sattva is actually a combination of two aspects of the Supreme Lord. One is when the Lord's Hladini Shakti and when the Lord's Samvit Shakti, when the Lord's devotional potency, Hladini potency, and the Lord's Samvit knowledge giving potency, when the both of them manifest in a person, Hladini plus Samvit together, this sun rays, this Bhava Prema Surya Amsu, that is explained, how the Shuddha Sattva enters the heart, how the early morning comes in the heart, how the darkness is mitigated, how the dormant love for Krishna is awakened, how the sprouts of devotion is blossoming further. These are all because Krishna's pleasure potency, Hladini Shakti, devotional potency, Hladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti, knowledge giving potency, they both manifest in someone's heart. And as an effect of them, how will you know what are the symptoms? How do we recognize that such a potency is manifested in someone's heart? We are seeing here in Rupa Goswami's behavior. And further on, you will see how the reciprocation between Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, amongst themselves, they are sitting together. They are loving exchanges. You will see them. But it is very nicely explained earlier, where the symptoms that will manifest are, number one, ecstasy, feeling of ecstasy. Number two, feeling of emotions. So you'll have emotional feeling. You feel like emotional, you constantly feel like crying, feeling separations, feeling like you need to constantly be in the association of the Lord, missing the Lord, not able to eat, not able to sleep, not able to control yourself. Definitely we do not have such an emotion. I do not have such an emotion. Whether we chant or not chant, whether we eat or not eat, I have to sleep, I have to sleep. Whether it is offered or not offered, if I like, I will eat. So that is our current trend, where our consciousness is constantly about sense gratification. But when we eventually evolve our consciousness to the stage of bhava, prema, then we are always ecstatic, we are always enthusiastic, we are always in the frame of, you know, happiness, transcendental happiness. No challenges will bog us down, no challenges will, you know, drag us down. And what type of emotions? Number one, emotion to desire to achieve Krishna, prapti abhilasha. Second, anukulya abhilasha, desire to please Krishna with various services. And number three is sauvarda abhilasha, desire to be at least, I mean, desire to be close at heart with Krishna. So these kind of desires manifest within us. So these are all some symptomatic or some indication to help us recognize as well as cultivate. So we cannot cultivate certain things ourselves unless we do certain prerequisite qualities. That is why Shraddha to Ashakti. So we have a lot of homework to do for Bhava to manifest within our heart. So the gradual evolution of consciousness is a long process. So Krishna consciousness is not a one day, two day agenda, at least for complicated people. It is 1 minute agenda also. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how much time it will take for us to evolve our consciousness? So Srila Prabhupada says, instantaneously, immediately, it will not take much time for us to evolve our consciousness. So, if you should see facial expression of Prabhupada when he says that. He says immediately. His reflex action was, it will not take much time. It is only with our doggish mentality we are holding on. We are, you know, blocking ourselves. It is us who are not able to go closer to Krishna. And if we try to activate ourselves properly, we will be able to glorify the Lord nicely. That is why Kapila Dev is telling Deva Hupi. When he is explaining about the pure devotional service, he is explaining that pure devotional service should be unalloyed, unmotivated, and uninterrupted. Avichinna, avyavahita, and ahaituki. So third canto, the fag end of 29th chapter, Kapila Dev is explaining to Devahuti that we should perform devotional service in this manner. And if you further drill down, that is possible by both sadhana and kripa. From our side, we do sadhana, and if we do proper sadhana, we will be blessed with kripa. And how we get kripa? In what forms we get mercy? How do we see? How do we recognize mercy? Does mercy come in the form of some courier service to our house? How does mercy is quantified? How does mercy is perceived? Madhurya Kadamani talks in three ways the mercy is perceived. Number one, mercy is perceived by words. Number two, mercy is perceived by personal appearances. Third is, mercy is delivered or perceived by heartfelt. Vachika, Darshana and Harda. So in the current context, you will see all the three are present. That both between the Lord and the devotees, the Lord is glorifying Rupa Goswami or whatever explanations that we gave. The glorification by glorifying externally, the mercy is already delivered. So when we get to hear from self-realized souls, it's already mercy delivered. So once Indradyumna Maharaj told, referring to Srila Prabhupada, that when a mercy is given, when a spiritual master gives a service to a disciple, the mercy for performing the service is also delivered along with that service. So for example, a spiritual master is giving a service to a particular disciple to do certain things. A disciple may think himself being unqualified, not so ready to do that service because of various practical consideration. But a disciple should never think that he is not empowered or enabled, because the mercy component is delivered along with the instruction. It is only the inability or inhibition of the disciple that did not explore, find out, or let that potential unveil. He takes a lot of time, which is directly proportionate to his own stature or standing. So Vachika, the blessings. So the words, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from self-realized souls, in Bhagavat Mahatmya, it is very nicely explained that when Gokarna is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to deliver his brother Dundukari, his brother Dundukari has performed a lot of abominable activities, and finally when he became a ghost, he was suffering and finally asked help from Gokarna, please rescue me from this precarious condition. So Gokarna decided to perform Bhagavata Saptah. So he told Dundukari that please get inside this bamboo stick which has got seven notches, because a ghost need a body to reside, because they are only having subtle bodies, so they keep jumping between different bodies. So Gokarna told this Dundukari to stay inside this bamboo stick or bamboo tree, because he wanted to demonstrate also the power of Srimad Bhagavatam to everybody assembled there. So 7 days Gokarna recited Srimad Bhagavatam, and every day one knot of that tree got opened up. And finally, on the last day, after the final narration of Srimad Bhagavatam was done, to everybody's surprise, Dundukari got fully liberated and finally got delivered from his bondage of being a ghost. So, that time the Phalashruti was explained that how anyone who attentively hears Srimad Bhagavatam will eventually get delivered also. So everybody assembled there questioned that we also heard 7 days along with Dundukari. Why did we not get transform, like the way Dundukari done. So that time Gokarna said, the intensity with which Dundukari heard Srimad Bhagavatam, because he was already in the most precarious condition of his life, he was such a helpless state, so his attentiveness and focus was so intense that he could tap the mercy channel coming his way and he could get delivered. So all assembled members said that, yes, we realize probably we were not so attentive, so can you please once again give us an opportunity to hear. So Gokarna once again narrated Srimad Bhagavatam, and this time everybody has assembled there and heard Srimad Bhagavatam attentively. So the whole message here is that the mercy flow through Vachika. Second is personal appearance. Devotee is visiting our house. Deity is coming our house. Vaishnavas coming in our lives. Service opportunity coming to your way. These are all mercy delivered. Mercy is not only Mahaprasadam. Mercy is also service coming your way. Mercy is also deities coming to your house. Mercy is also devotees coming to your house. Mercy is also that Vaishnavas coming in your life and agreeing to, you know, give their association and help you progress. For us, Paramatma is our biggest mercy, and Paramatma's representative is our spiritual master. So personal appearance, that is why Vaku Seva is also equally important. The third form of mercy is Harta, Hridaya. The Lord is constantly thinking about, or the devotees are thinking about, so then there is also mercy. So this way we can receive the mercy, perform sadhana, develop our consciousness to develop the symptom of Prapti Abhilasha, Anukulya Abhilasha, and Saubhardha Abhilasha, which is desire to achieve Krishna, desire to please Krishna with various services, and desire to be close to the heart of Krishna, and eventually be in ecstasy and rise up to the platform of Bhava, which softens your heart and takes us away from individuality, formality and religiosity, and get situated into constant remembrance about the Supreme Lord, as Rupa Goswami is enjoying now. So in our devotional state, Srila Prabhupada was very kind enough to empower all of his followers to engage us in his service, so that we can be part of the Sankirtan mission and eventually become a soldier in Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam's mission. So I would end here, and if there are any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond. So thank you so much for engaging me in this service. It's always a pleasure to be with you all, glorifying the Supreme Lord and his pastimes. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so very much for the class and for helping us understand better how, and to be able to recognize the ways that mercy comes to us. I also understood from your class that by practicing our sadhana, you know, seriously, with sincerity, that we will attract the mercy of Krishna. But my question is, if you could just give some more tips about how to become more absorbed in our sadhana.
Sure.
Thank you.
I guess as I speak to you, I will give that tip to me too, because we need, I need more and more of such a guidance too, but I will share whatever theoretically or to a little extent that I have understood. There are plenty of prayers and meditations that are present, which will help us to get to the stage. I will tell the top three, and that these top three are maybe more than 50 times I would have heard in different forums, and practically also, you know, experienced at times. I'm sure you all will have your own experiences of that too. So the number one is what Vrindavan Das Thakura is telling in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana, Bhakti Ei Krishna Nama Smarana Krandana. He says the definition of Bhakti Yoga means, Bhakti Yoga means Krishna Nama Smarana and Krandana. So you constantly chant the holy name of the Lord and also cry. Yesterday I was hearing a lecture of His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was mentioning that we need to enroll ourselves into the crying school. Learn to cry for mercy. Learn to cry for service. Learn to cry to be forgiven. Learn to cry so that we don't repeat any further mistakes that we have been committing. So, number one suggestion to be more absorbed is in the manner where Dundukari's explanation I gave. But Dundukari started to cry. He was a rascal, number one. He did all the notorious things possible to an extent of, you know, torturing his own parents, stealing from his own house and doing all sorts of funny things. But he finally got delivered in 7 days time just because of him being very absorbed. That is because he got the pain of it. So that's a reactive approach. You kind of being reactive. I go through the process of pain, then I can come to a conclusion saying that yes, no, I cannot put up with this pain, so Krishna, please rescue me. But it's not a very first-class approach, but at least after hearing all those things and after a little bit of introspection, if we can learn to cry, and cry not for any materialistic things, cry to develop love for Krishna. So, Vrindavan Das Thakura says, Bhakti Yoga means, Krishna Nama Smarana and Krandana. Constantly chanting and remembering the holy name of the Lord and crying. This is number one. First step and main step. But whilst doing this, there is something else that we are supposed to be taking care of, which Mahaprabhu is telling in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Again, this is also from Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is Anindaka Hoy Jay Sakrit Krishna Bhaje Satya Satya Muitare Udharilo Hele. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if somebody stops committing Ninda, Ninda means criticism, fault finding, criticizing, Anindaka Hoy Jay. By not criticizing, stopping all the criticism, Sakrit Krishna Bhaje, if someone constantly chants the holy name of the Lord, then Mahaprabhu says, Satya, Satya Muitare Uddarilo Hele. I promise, I deliver that person. So, for us to be absorbed, that what that is not allowing us to remain absorbed, we need to identify why are we criticizing, why are we finding faults. We need to identify and avoid that and constantly chant. There's a third, which again, a very interesting prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is making this prayer to Narsingadev, wherein he says the root cause, the reason why somebody is not able to be very absorbed in their chanting, and he is requesting, you know, Prahlad, Narsingadev to remove them. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, text number 7. Yadi dasyasi me kaman varamstvam varadarshava kamanam hridaya samroham bhavatastu vrnevaram. He's telling Narsingadev, my dear Lord, if at all you want to bestow me with a benediction, please bestow me with such a benediction. I am your servant, dasyasi me kaman. My heart is fully filled with lust, greed, anger, envy, ego, pride, illusion. Kamanam hridaya samroham. So please remove the sense gratificatory propensity in the heart, which is causing me to not serve, which is causing me to find fault and criticize others, and stopping coming in the way. And hence, I want you, if at all you want to bestow me with a benediction, please bestow that benediction upon me. And the same prayer, in a similar manner, Bilva Mangala Thakura is praying in his Govinda Damodara Stotra, which is Samsara Kupe Patitotya Gare Mohanda Purne Vishayavitate Karavanambam Mamadei Vishno Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So he's saying all these things, that the three prayers combined, he mentions in that one single prayer where he says, Samsara Kupe Patitotya Gade, I have fallen into the dark well. I have fallen into the quicksand, which is drowning me, you know, day by day. And I'm becoming helpless day by day. And I do not know how I can rescue myself. I can't help myself. So whenever we are in quicksand, we can't help ourselves, how much ever intelligent we may be, how much ever knowledgeable we may be, how much ever wealthy we may be. All we can do is stick our hand out and just scream, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is why he says, Karavalambam mama dehi Vishnu, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So I just only raise my hands and scream, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava, please pull me out from this muck. So these are all my reflections for myself. I mean, sure, your question is very, you know, important. And these are all the ways, I guess, there may be plenty of more suggestions. And but I personally feel that these would help us to get more and more absorbed in our devotional life. Am I making sense, Mataji?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. All of those were so beautiful, and I've already taken them to heart. They really touched me. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you for your service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Anybody has any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a very nice nectarian class, Prabhuji. You really beautifully explained the point-wise aspects of this verse. Very nice. And how Krishna is always thinking of devotees and how devotees are always thinking of Krishna, with the explanation of Maharaj Amrish. is a pastime was very nice. Also, Prabhuji, can you like mercy comes with like I also like the point that mercy comes with instructions. We should not just think that okay, I got mercy. It comes with instructions, and then you gave the three points. Like, can you please repeat those again with one sentence? Like, how?
Yes, mercy is coming to us in three forms. One is vachika, verbal, darshana, by personal appearance, and harda, by heartfelt. So both from the devotees as well as from the Supreme Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the three ways by which mercy, you know, is available or present to us.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And you also told the pastime of Srila Rupa Goswami, like Mother Satyabhama comes in his dream and in Satyabhama Pura. So is there a book like where he has written about her?
Yes. Four more verses later, you will see that.
I
jumped and I did out of my syllabus, even though it is supposed to be by the next speaker's agenda. So Prabhupada writes, I mean, the next few verses where now Chaitanya Rupa Goswami, after finishing his final rites to his brother, mm-hmm. on the way to Puri, he's stopping there. So that whole narration is there. You will read that further.
So Mother Satyabhama is another than Mother Vishnu Priya, right?
So it is very interesting that Mother Satyabhama is Vishnu Priya, and actually in Lalita Madhava or any other place, I'm not exactly sure, it's actually Mother Satyabhama is actually Srimati Radharani. Because it is said that 16,108 gopis who were in Vrindavan, who felt that Krishna was going to leave. What happened was, this is a little esoteric history. So when Akrura came and was going to take Krishna to Mathura, the news spread all over Vrindavan. When the news spread all over Vrindavan, so people could not maintain themselves. So what happened was that the next day morning they came and pleaded, begged and did everything possible to stop Krishna. Even though they were not knowing at that point in time that Krishna was not going to return. So Krishna mentioned that I am just going on some important tasks, because Krishna persuaded them that please let me go because I have something important to take care of. And Akrura also said, to all the Vrindavan devotees, hey, please let us go because Krishna has to, you know, take care of his mother and father. When all the Vrindavan Vasis heard, what? Well, is he going to take care of his mother and father? His mother and father are here. Because for everybody in Vrindavan, they could only think of Krishna and Balaram as the sons of Nanda and Yashoda. So, when they heard that, they immediately, you know, kind of thought that Akrura is trying to confuse us and take Krishna away. So, they kind of gave all sorts of, you know, shraba, all sorts of curses towards Akrura. Of course, that's a story that how Akrura eventually had to face the consequences of it. In the pastime of Shyamantaka jewel pastime, Akrura has got a slight fall down there. And it was explained that his fall down was due to the curses of the Vrindavan devotees. Anyway, so the point is, when Krishna left from Vrindavan, it is that some gopis could not maintain their life, so they actually gave up their body and immediately took birth in some king's house in Dwaraka or in some other place. And it is by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, they took birth and became pretty big. as a grown-up girls very soon and was eagerly waiting for Krishna's arrival. So it is said that all the 16,000 gopis, they all did that. 16,108 gopis, all of them did that, and they went to Dwaraka in their own form, in their own different ways, and they were waiting. So when Krishna actually, when Narakasura kidnapped them, when Krishna went and married them, it was actually those same gopis with whom he enjoyed, but in a completely different rasa. So technically speaking, it is a achintya bheda abheda tattva is very nicely explained by our acharyas. That is why the more you go deeper into this esoteric pastime, so it is both achintya, inconceivable, and abheda abheda. It is simultaneously one and different. So whilst explaining that, it is explained that actually Srimati Radharani, she became Satyabhama and participated in, you know, Dwaraka Leela. So that brings in so many contradicting statements and contradicting thoughts. So logically not, you know, coherent. So sometimes we should leave the logic behind and try to accept and enjoy the pastime. So it is so transcendental that even that transcendental aspect cannot be understood by our material brain. So we have to just simply enjoy that how Krishna is, you know, having his fun. So the part I was trying to say is that it is very nice that how Satyabhama is actually Srimati Radharani herself. So, and these are all revealed to these Goswamis. How these are Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, how are they able to write all these things? Because of their devotion, these all wonderful pastimes were reenacted, performed, they are seeing, witnessing and writing them. That is why these Goswamis are not some ordinary personalities. They are directly the eternal associates of the gopis, they are manjaris. I mean, I just gave too many informations to a small question, so I just thought.
No, it's very beautiful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for narrating, very nectar and task. Prabhuji, be honest, I just pray to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath and Radhanath Maharaj that when I understand this Prabhuji's lecture, my level is so low that I cannot understand all your realization. But trust me, from last 3 months, you and Achyukitikra Dasundi Maharaj both lecture, it is what to one understand Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandar Param. I want to add with your permission one more point that yesterday Radhanath Maharaj and Pundrik Maharaj, Pundrik discussion, and that time Radhanath Maharaj explained so nicely about he is going in a third class in a train in a last dabba for sadhu, and he is praying to Kedarnath and Lord Shiva that please, what is my destination? Please guide us. And suddenly the train will stop and that play, and it's not going. So that Maharaj has come out and and then train starts suddenly. So that Maharaj asks that what is the place? So that place is Sridham, Mathura Dham, Vrindavan Dham, and then Maharaj. That day is Janmashtami. Maharaj explained so nicely, Radhanath Maharaj, that I am crying that why I am in abroad, why not in India, coming from Shri Radha Gopinath, so strong association. So this Bhakti Vruksha, Prabhuji, it's like a Shiddham Vrindavandham. All Matajis, Vilasini Gopi, you, Adhikatadhar Prabhu, Kitida Sundari, all Matajis, all Sannyasis are given a so strong association to sit at home. And Maharaj explained that wherever you stay, that dham is Shidham Vrindavan dham. When you are chanting and hearing Shri Bhagavat attentively, if you not understand, but one day you will understand by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Prabhuji, and you explained about the story of Gokarna and Dudungikari, and he's in a ghost body, and after hearing Shri Bhagavatam, he enter in the dham, and so nicely you explained శంకరారవిందే పదారవిందం ముఖారవిందే వినివేశయంతం వటస్య పత్రస్య పుటస్థానం బాలముకుందం మనసా స్మరామి. సో మెనీ శ్లోకాస్ ప్రభుజీ, వెన్ యూఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ మీ, వీ ఫీల్ దట్ సీనియర్ బ్రహ్మచారి సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ ఇన్ టేకింగ్ క్లాస్. కోటి కోటి దండవత్ ప్రణామ్ ప్రభుజీ. ఐఎమ్ సో హ్యాపీ టుడే దట్ అట్లీస్ట్ నౌ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ 60-65% యువర్ ఆల్ రియలైజేషన్ అండ్ యూ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ వెరీ నైస్లీ అబౌట్ ఋషి భాగవతం దట్ the person has to hear every day attentively chanting. When our chanting is good, when we are hearing Shishi Bhagavatam, Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita attentively, koti koti dandavat pranam to your sincere seva. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranams to all your, you know, appreciation and kind words. And I'm sure you are a source of inspiration to many more souls to take up Krishna consciousness, and I'm one of them. Thank you.
One more small request. Prabhuji, can you please, if you are not tired, sing Vande Roop Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jeeva Gopala Go Gopala Go. That one Srila Prabhupada and I hear from Bhaktivedanta Hospital from Dr. Vishwaroop Prabhu and Bhakadis Prabhu. Can you please sing if you are not tired? If there is no person.
I am not tired. I mean, right now I'm in Houston, so I'm in US time zone, so I have no problem. And I hope I'm not holding many people out. So you want me to sing the whole song, or you want to sing only that line?
No, only one or two stanza. If there is no question, answer.
Okay, so is there any more questions before I sing them?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my dandavat pranam. Thank you so much Prabhuji for this once again very beautiful and exciting class. Prabhuji, in the starting of the class you have instructed that every devotee should maintain a book or journal to maintain the what we are having thoughts or how we are progressing in our Krishna conscious life. So Prabhuji, can you give some more tips, because I started this habit journal like 2 years back, but somehow I break that habit. So can you again tell how to maintain this in a chronological order and how to reflect on it, like how to do?
Okay, so I'll tell you what I do rather than there are many ways different devotees do different way. Okay, basically I'll tell you a siddhanta behind journal. What Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mattah smriti jnanam apohanam cha, which means from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So sometimes when we perform devotional service, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, so we develop some sense of attachment towards slowly towards this process, and definitely we have good moments, extremely sincere moments, and also extremely some, you know, bad moments where we are drowned in maya and consciousness like that. So there are sometimes these reflections that come upon us, sometimes when we chant, or sometimes when we hear Bhagavatam class, sometimes when we travel, sometimes when we are some challenges. So these, some of the thoughts, if you very deeply analyze, it may not necessarily be from our own, you know, intelligence, because these are all some revelations that Krishna is trying to give through various experiences. So I personally feel that when such noble thoughts or some such reflective thoughts are coming, it is Paramatma's help. So that is why when we try to take notes, whether it is about our personal habits and personal reflection or some important points, these are all some things that Krishna is revealing. As we just said, mercy is flowing. So how do we tap the mercy? Many people have this habit of writing notes, but they never read that notes again. Sometimes we keep on writing notes, but we never read them. But I have seen His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, I'm not sure if you have seen a video lecture of him, he always comes with 4 or 5 notebooks. It's all tied up with some paper, and he has written plenty of notes on Srimad Bhagavatam. Plenty of notes. Which these are all his reflections and realizations. So basically the point is, whenever, there are 2 aspects of journal. One is recording our sadhana. I chanted, I heard, I did aarti, I did some service, I went to some program, I haven't done. These are all, you know, quantitative information just to make sure that, you know, we are, you know, doing some routine. But second is about reflections and realizations. There are moments which you only will know, that is Krishna, not anybody else. I mean, if we start, there are plenty of such stories I can say, I'm sure everybody can say. As just now, Vrinda Mataji was mentioning, or where she was telling that how, you know, you can see Vrindavan, you can realize Vrindavan in various places. That realization is for individualistic. Different people realize it in different way. And that is Krishna's personal touch to you, saying that, my dear friend, I am there with you and helping you. So the point is that the second aspect of the journal is, one aspect is our sadhana recording, that is to help us to match how consistent is my chanting, how consistent is my getting up early, how consistent is my reading, service and various things. But that is not just, you know, going to be sufficing as we move forward. So if you keep writing our realizations and thoughts, sometimes what you heard and what inspired you, what touched your heart, what you could relate, what you could comprehend, and keep reading them, keep reflecting on them. And the more you do that, the more you are pouring your heart out. And sometimes you read a line and write your own reflections according to your own words, according to your own ability to understand them. Maybe it is not fully, you know, blossomed the thought, but it is something which is very limited thoughts, you can still write them about. And these all thought process will help. These all thought process will help us to more and more get in broader and broader. And when we reflect, when we read on them, when you read them, when you go through them, it is going to help you in your own devotional practice. And these are all Mattaha Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Krishna is helping you to remember him in his due course. And it is as good as Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why Vaishnava Acharyas have written songs. That is why Prabhupada is encouraging us to become Goswamis. Goswami means one who is practicing, one who is Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Samadhi. That is the progress. Shravanam, I hear. Mananam, I meditate. Nididhyasanam, I very strongly apply them in my life. And then I will be able to realize. I mean, I will be able to, see the Lord, have darshan of the Lord. So, if the journal, it is nice to have. I have a small, I carry a small pocket notebook always. I don't depend only on technology. I mean, there are many, many people. So, I always carry this notebook on my pocket. Wherever, whenever I have any, sometimes suddenly, you know, sometimes when I'm dancing in the kirtan, suddenly some reflections come. So, I've seen this. Many, many devotees do that. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj always carry this note, paper and pen. When somebody would type them in their mobile, sometimes type them, write them in the note. I personally use a note and pen because I do not want to get distracted by technology when I want to reflect on my thoughts. Because you open a mobile and start typing something, some message will pop up, somebody will call you, or some thoughts will go towards your YouTube, Facebook and other notifications. You may get distracted. So I keep a simple paper and pen. I carry them always. As soon as this thought comes, I scribble them. And I scribble them and somewhere I kind of copy them to a fresh pages. And when you reflect them, many, many lectures that you speak is also based on such realizations and reflections. And these are all Krishna is giving you. Vaishnavas are giving you. If those mercy is given up, because by nature, we are tend to forgetting. Kali Yuga means we are manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrita. We tend to forget. So, you can have your own technique. Somebody is good in technology and type them. So, I write them and keep writing these notes. And, share in a right forum wherever there is required. Otherwise, reflect upon myself for these things. This is how I do. Maybe there are others, they do other ways to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a beautiful class, Prabhu. Very nice realization about writing the important points and
and noting down and reading them, especially not only just writing. And so true, Prabhu. I don't write everything, but from few like almost closer to 2 years, I'm maintaining the sadhana chart. That really helped me, like especially only wake up early in the morning. That at least I could maintain by writing that sadhana chart. But I really don't know about writing everything. That I can maintain, but I'll surely think about it, Prabhu. Thank you so much for sharing your realization. It was very nice. Hare Krishna.
I will give you a small update. Srila Prabhupada used to read his own books and get enlightened. So, because Srila Prabhupada's books are his own writings, but Srila Prabhupada used to say that when he reads his own book, he used to get more and more realization. And in the 25th chapter of Madhya Leela, when 25th or 24th chapter, when Mahaprabhu was explaining about Atma Ramasya Munayo, in that one particular shloka, I think verse number 316 or 317 of Madhya Leela chapter 24. So Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami, my dear Sanatana, that I have already finished explaining around 50-60 explanations of Atma Ramasya Munayo, but when I look at your face, when I look at your devotion, I have further more realizations to share. So he added 3 or 4 more realizations or 3 or 4 more explanations to that Atma Ramasya Munayo shloka. So even Krishna writes notes, or Krishna has his own realizations when he sees his devotees. So this is an eternal process. And this also shows our commitment and sincerity in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Any other thoughts or comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. It was such a wonderful class. Very informative, very spiritual. And Prabhuji, when you said about the writing, the reflections, we know that it's not coming from us. We know it's been receiving, we are receiving it from Krishna. And when I hear that, I remember one thing, Prabhuji, like many years back when I was totally into Krishna, there once I wrote some poems. And after 1 year, when I got the same diary and reading it, I very well know that I'd not write it. Because my intelligence was not that much good to write that particular words. And I told my family, this is not what I wrote, but I don't know how I got it. Now, when you said this point, that just came in my mind. So it was Krishna who was giving that. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. I can realize it very well now. Thank you so much for the class.
Yes. Krishna consciousness is real. It is not imaginary. It's only devotees can experience it. That is why Prabhupada says, Phalena Parichiyate. Krishna consciousness is an experiential learning, not just some, a hypothetical subject matter. So it is. That is why Kevala Ananda Kanda. So the more when you remember this, the happiness, commitment, involvement goes one notch up again. So it is always real like that. Great.
Yes,
I also have some realizations like that.
Yes, Prabhuji, because now I can know that Krishna was giving it, but I did not know that Krishna was giving it. I was receiving without knowing it. But now you say that, Prabhuji, I can feel it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Okay, so since we have held you all for a long time, I will sing 1 or 2 stanzas of Sad Goswami Ashtakam as per the request of our Vrinda Gopika Mataji. And actually, Srila Prabhupada used to sing this song and many times used to get emotional also, because all that we are learning about Vrindavan Dham, all the glories of the Krishna's pastimes and deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness is coming to us because of these wonderful 6 Goswamis. So we are highly indebted to them. So through this rendition, we are also offering our obeisances to them, so that may they reveal, bless, bestow their benediction upon all of us, all of you, so that we can practice Krishna consciousness more seriously. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premamritam boni Dheera dheera jana priyo priyakaro Nirmat sarau pujito Shri Chaitanya kripavaro bhuvi bhuvo Bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalako Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Sadharma Samsthapako Lokanam Hitakarinau Tribhuvane Manyau Sharanyakaru Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nande Namattalikau Vande Rupa Sanatanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau Jai Sri Sri Sat Goswami's ki Jai.
Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudeva ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Thank you. Okay, so we can end the session today. Thank you so much for your wonderful association and looking forward for more Sangha in the future.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Vancha Kalpatarujasya Kupasindo Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanityo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindi Ki Jai Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Please grace Ramgiri Dari Prabhuji Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Assembled Devotees Ki Jai Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.